Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how American quarters being issued starting next year through 2025 will individually honor 20 prominent American women. The law enacted 4 weeks ago also specifies many other design changes to circulating, collector, and bullion coins and metals this decade. The largest changes that the public will see are for the 250th anniversary of American independence in 2026. Every denomination from cent through dollar coin, including five different quarters, will have unique reverse designs to commemorate the anniversary. In 2027, the designs for the denominations other than quarters and half dollars will revert to their prior designs. For the quarters from that year through 2030, George Washington's portrait will change. The 20 quarters issued over those 4 years will honor different sports played by American youth. The half dollars issued from 2027 through 2030 will all feature a new portrait of John F. Kennedy. Each year, the reverse will portray a different athletic sport for those with disabilities. In addition to these new coin designs, the Mint is authorized to issue medals corresponding to each sport depicted on the coins. Even more, the Mint can also issue pure 5-ounce silver quarters of the same design as those released through 2030. The Mint is authorized to issue 5-ounce silver half dollars corresponding to the sports for disabled athletes. After 2030, the quarters and half dollars will continue with the same or similar portraits on the front, but will receive entirely new reverse designs. Further, the Mint is authorized to issue medals, including those struck in gold or silver, for the 2028 Summer Olympic Games being held in Los Angeles, California. Last but not least, the U.S. Mint is allowed to create smaller silver bullion coinage of sizes, weights, fineness, and denominations that the Treasury Secretary determines to be appropriate. Whenever there is a major change in coin or currency designs, public interest in collecting money soars. There was a huge explosion of new collectors, including most of my family and me, when the Kennedy half dollar debuted in 1964 and when the statehood quarter series began in 1999. I expect another surge in collectors over the next several years as a result of all these coin design changes. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.